Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. This morning we're going to see how Jesus healed a man that was born blind. And as we look at this story, it's going to become very clear that this also is your story. Jesus has healed you too from a different kind of blindness. Jesus literally changed the way this man saw the world, and Jesus has done the very same for us as well. Jesus and his disciples were walking along, and they saw a blind man begging on the side of the street. They didn't have any disability, you know, back then. So if they couldn't work, what were they going to do? Well, they were often forced out onto the street to beg. The disciples asked a common question back then when they saw that blind man. Who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? It was very common belief back then that if someone was born with a disability, it was a punishment from God. Jesus answered that it was not a punishment, he said. Look at the reason Jesus gave for this man's blindness. This happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. God was going to do something special in this man's life, and being born blind was part of God's plan. And that's a good thing for us to keep in mind today as we come in contact with people who have disabilities. Why are they born that way? We don't always know. But sometimes God lets those things happen so that he can do something special in that person's life. The time to deal with this blind man and to reveal the glory of God was right now. Then Jesus spit upon the ground, made some mud pies, put the mud on the man's blind eyes, and told him to go and wash in one of the public pools. And when the man did that, he was able to see. For the first time in his life, he was able to see. Can you imagine when this guy opens his eyes and he can see what it would have been like for him? He never knew what people looked like. He didn't know colors. He didn't know anything, how food looked, you know, what was in the sky, you know, clouds, rain, storm. His eyes were opened. God allowed this man to suffer with blindness so that he would be a living, walking advertisement for his son. The miraculous restoration of his sight was to be proof to the people that Jesus was who he claimed to be. Everywhere the man went, where they had known him to be blind, those people would be reminded of the powerful healer who claimed to be the Son of God. The Bible goes on to describe how the religious leaders of that day were spiritually blind. The eyes on their face were working, but the eyes of their soul were shut tight. They didn't think Jesus was the Savior. And now we see that Jesus performed this big, big miracle. He opens the eyes of his soul. Jesus found the man and asked him if he believed in the Son of Man. Tell me who he is, the man said. Jesus said, you are looking at him. And then take a look at verse 38. And here's where the real miracle of this happened. Then the man said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. The man became a believer. In contrast to the spirituality blind Pharisees, the eyes of that man's soul were opened wide by Jesus. So do you see how this man's story is your story as well as my story? Did you know that you were born into this world with eyes of your soul glued shut. You were born spiritually blind. We all were. We are just like that blind man. We couldn't see Jesus. We couldn't see him. But he could see us. He comes to us, stands before us, and opens our eyes. Scripture, time after time, warns against willful sin. You can't close your eyes, do what you want, count to 100, and open your eyes again, expecting to see. Spiritual sight is not generated by from within us. And we know that. It's a gift of God. What Jesus did for this man in this story, he has also done for you. He came to you. He opened his eyes of your soul. And sometimes we need some mud smeared across our face before we actually begin to start seeing the light. He didn't use mud. For some of you, Jesus opened the eyes of your soul when you were baptized. There, through water and the Word, Jesus gave you eyes of faith so that you could see Him, so that you could see God and understand and believe all these things that you had never seen or understood before. For some of you, Jesus gave sight to your soul when you were older, and He came to you through the Word and opened your eyes with the message of the gospel. Jesus Christ is the light of the world, no doubt about it. And He brings His light into your life. God loves each and every one of us, and He sent His Son to take away our sins. God is wonderful, good, and loving. By grace, your eyes are open now. All of your sins have been paid for. Keep your eyes open and focused on Christ. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.